Amen. Please turn with me to Lord's Day 35. Lord's Day 35 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Continuing our discussion on the law of God, we land on commandment number 2 today. What does God require of us in this commandment? So let's read through this, page 25 and 26. Please respond to the questions. What does God require in the second commandment? We in our no way make any image of God, nor worship Him in any other way than He has commanded us in His Word. May we not make any image at all? God may not and cannot be imaged in any way. As for creatures, though they may indeed be imaged, yet God forbids the making or keeping of any likeness of them, either to worship them or to serve God by them. But may not pictures be tolerated in churches as books for the people? No, for we are not be wiser than God, who have not have his people taught by dumb idols, but by the lively preaching of his word. Amen. So for better or for worse, I'm a part of different group chats on Facebook, and one of them is a Christian group chat. Not specifically any denomination, just Christian. And so I saw one of these posts, and there's posts about how this person came to Christ recently, and just asking the group, you know, what should I do? You know, I just became a Christian, and I saw one comment that made my blood boil a little bit. He said that. One of the comments said, go to church, great. Read your Bible, great. And watch this show called The Chosen. Watch this show called The Chosen. You know, The Chosen is a TV series made by VidAngel on the life of, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a, you know, dramatization of the Gospels. It's gone through, I think, 2 seasons already, and after season 1, the show has had over 45 million views in 180-plus countries. So it's, you know, not Netflix, you know, big, but it's pretty significant. That's a pretty significant audience that are watching this. Now, why are, I mean, we can talk about a lot of things, why are Christians watching The Chosen, but I think in general, Christians probably think that this show helps gain an experience to deepen their faith or draw them closer to Christ. It's used to help Christians validate their faith, or Jesus was a real person in history. He had a real, mannerisms. He had, you know, he did everyday things just like us. And here's a way to get to know Jesus in a way that we can't get to know him through a book. Or through the word, really. And so, and I'm sure there's, you know, evangelistic, there's an evangelistic mindset, and all this will let people, entertain people, you know, with knowing who Jesus is, and, you know, all that garbage in Hollywood, might as well put something on that can bring them to faith. And so, look, I'm not saying it's the unpardonable sin, but if you or someone you know watch The Chosen, I'm not going to cut my friendship with you, but I do wholeheartedly believe that the Bible says it is offensive, and The Chosen should be discouraged. Why is it sinful? Well, what we just read is the second commandment, not bearing any images of God. God does not take on a form of anything in creation, and so it's really no different than the Catholics who use statues and images for veneration or worship. God is spirit, and but yes, we know Jesus is the God-man. He's the one who took on flesh, who walked on the earth. And so when people saw Jesus, they saw the Father, right? That's what Jesus says. However, the reason why people were able to see God in the flesh was because his glory was veiled by his flesh. You know, like the Christmas hymn says, like, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate in deity. Sorry, hail the incarnate deity. And John says this, of course, as well, that his glory was veiled, right? So When people saw Jesus, they did not see the fully manifestation of who God is, like what Moses saw, you know, in the Old Testament or anything like that. But we know Jesus is no longer as he was on earth. He is now in his glorified state, right? Yes, he is still fully human, just like you and us. He has a body, but he is fully glorified. I mean, just read Revelation. You know, when John saw the glorified Christ, all he could do was describe what he saw. His head was and hair were like white, or white as wool, white as snow. His eyes were like flame of fire. I mean, this was a very intimidating picture that John was approached when Christ approached him. So why is it sinful to watch the chosen? Well, because chosen is a form of idolatry. You're worshiping a god through an image, or in this case, through a sinful human being used as an image. And we know, the scriptures tell us, that faith doesn't come by any other means than through the word. Now, why should Christians be discouraged, other than just saying, well, it's a breaking of the second commandment? Yes, but I think there's other ways we can go about it as well. Going on it on its own terms. I mean, when you're watching shows like, I mean, this is not new. You know, there was The Passion of the Christ a few years back, and there's always going to be these types of, visualizations or TV shows or movies about Christ, right? But when you watch Christ on the screen, you're relying on your imagination rather than God's revelation. I want you to remember that. You're relying on your imagination rather than God's revelation. Pictures and images are very powerful tools, right? They make a deep impression in our mind, and when it's done rightly, it's good. It's a good thing, right? You have pictures of your wedding. That's a good thing. And you have pictures of all kinds of, you know, things, statues and art and history. And pictures are powerful tools. When you watch The Chosen, you're watching an actor named Jonathan Rumi played the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man. I mean, who knew the Messiah was from New York, right? Your imagination is being led by the director's imagination, his interpretation of the Gospels. And I'm sorry, but regardless of no matter how firm they say, we're going to stick to word by word, you can't, because the Gospels are not written like a Shakespearean play. They're written in a certain way for a certain purpose. They're inspired historic eyewitness accounts of our Lord Jesus Christ. They are theologically organized by the authors, made for their audiences, which is why you have four different accounts. Watching shows like The Chosen or having images of Jesus won't draw you closer to Christ. If anything, it will confuse you, because you're dependent on imagination rather than God's revelation. We're meant to depend on the written word. That's where faith comes from. The word is where the Spirit is. If we want to walk in the Spirit, we need to be led by the word that he has inspired for our instruction. And so, I mean, I say all this as a friendly but at the same time serious discouragement of shows like The Chosen that won't do what you think it will do. It won't bring you closer to Christ. His word is not insufficient. His word is all that we need to know Christ, to gain fellowship with him, and to bring faith, to bring about faith. And the good thing is that, saints of God, we will see Jesus face to face soon enough. And I guarantee you, he's not a guy from New York. So let's close with that.